the stalemate in the House clarifies that something is happening beyond the usual partisan divide. Many Republicans have acknowledged that failing to raise the debt ceiling could cause chaos for the U.S. economy, but Republican leaders haven't been able to win over enough of their fellow Republicans. Some don't believe in raising the debt ceiling at all, while others demand changes to Speaker Boehner's bill before they'd vote to raise it. One skeptical lawmaker is David Schweikert of Arizona, one of the newly elected freshmen. NPR's Don Gagne spent a day with him in January, his first day in Congress, and went back to visit yesterday.
As Congressman Schweikert worked his way through a busy schedule that started well before breakfast, even his press secretary had a hard time keeping tabs on it.
Okay, he got pulled into some negotiations. That's all I heard from him. So we're waiting for him outside of the conference room.
Minutes later, Schweikert is walking down one of the tunnels beneath the Capitol complex. The congressman started the day a man needing to be convinced. He said the Boehner plan needed to do more to address debt long term. Here he is right after a 9 a.m. closed meeting of House Republicans.
My impression is we're very close to a deal here in the House. There's many of us who are holding out to see if we can move the deal, I believe, further in fiscal conservatism.
At this point, Schweikert, who is not a member of the Congressional Tea Party Caucus, but who has Tea Party support, says he's still leaning toward voting no. He talks as we walk. He says he expects Moody's and Standard & Poor's to downgrade the nation's bond rating, even if the debt ceiling is raised next week.
It's not about raising the debt ceiling. It is about the debt.
Back in his office, Schweikert does a phone interview with the TV station in Phoenix. Then it's a short walk in the late morning humidity to the Capitol Hill Club, where he meets with a group he was a member of more than three decades ago, the Teenage Republicans. Schweikert's brief talk was part civics lesson.
How many of you have had a government class so far? Would you guess that reality is a little different than what you get in the book?
And yes, there was talk of the debt. On the way out, another call on his cell phone, more lobbying for his vote.
That was Leader Cantor. I am one of the folks that's very concerned that this legislation isn't going to go far enough to save us from the credit rating agencies. So I am holding out to do my very best to see, can we get that next bit of incremental movement?
So as we stand here at 11:58 a.m.,
I'm still a lean no.
Next up, a cable TV appearance.
How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
You
put a little makeup, a little powder?
Can you make me taller?
Sure.
You can take care of that.
Not a problem.
It's the Power Lunch program on CNBC.
Congressman Schweikert, you're a freshman member here, and the freshmen on the Republican side have been instrumental in pushing the debate the way it is, using the debt ceiling as a lever, a bludgeon. You choose your metaphor here.
Well, let's stick with lever.
Finally, mid-afternoon into the House chamber for debate. During a break, Schweikert steps out into the hallway. The push for him to vote yes has intensified.
Getting whipped a bit on the floor. So different members who you have relationships with are coming and talking to you about the pros and the cons.
Schweikert says he hasn't closed the door, but he is still leaning no. The buzzer summons him back into the chamber for more debate and for an expected vote, a vote that 8 hours later will be called off. Earlier in the afternoon, Schweikert talked about being a new member of the Congress and dealing with an issue like this.
Look, I'm down the food chain. I'm still a freshman. And on occasion, I get reminded of that. But you can be really, really dogged and actually have some impact. And that's what I try to do.
And on this issue,
I'm being dogged.
And given last night's breakdown in the House, that doggedness on the part of Schweikert and other members of the GOP freshman class continues to complicate chances for a resolution before next week's deadline. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.